The Fifth Column recently published their findings and conclusions on the strange self-assembling nanotech they discovered in the Pfizer mRNA vaccines via optical microscopy analysis. The objects they found in the vaccine correspond with known items in the scientific record, and the conclusion they come to seems quite clear, that the well-documented scientific goal to use nanotechnology in living human beings to form networks capable of controlling several nanomachines is currently being deployed in the COVID-19 vaccines, which amounts to the most intrusive assault against humanity in all of recorded history. While the media and government lie and cover for Big Pharma, the official ingredients are still unknown. But we have thousands of brilliant scientists worldwide studying these experimental vaccines. Some have died in highly suspicious ways, but most have been able to share their findings. And the work shows us that graphene oxide is a key component in all of this. There have been dozens of official documented studies on the use of graphene oxide related to how we see it being used here today. Among other things, as a power converter. Graphene, a one-atom thick layer of hexagonally arranged carbon atoms, is the thinnest and strongest material known to man, and an outstanding conductor of heat and electricity. It can boost gigahertz frequencies into terahertz, which is exactly what these new nanotech machines need for power. In order to do this, the graphene first needs a frequency to power it, and the optimal frequency to externally power graphene is known to be 26 gigahertz, which is also the frequency put out by 5G. In this model, the graphene within the body is activated by microwave signals in the gigahertz range, which it then boosts into the terahertz range, which then powers the novel nanotech machinery to self-assemble within the human body. Once assembled, what do these nanotech machines do? The images, compared to the scientific literature, suggest that they are the foundation of an internal electronic system with an endless potential for biomanipulation of the human host. Nanorouters that emit MAC addresses, able to be registered via Bluetooth. Nano and plasma antennas to amplify signals. Nano rectennas acting as rectifier bridges from AC to DC current. Codecs and logic gates for encryption of communication. The raw material for all this self-assembly is also graphene oxide. And when we compare known side effects of graphene oxide to the side effects of the COVID-19 vaccines, we find them to be the same. Once graphene oxide is injected into the body, it acquires magnetic properties, predictably around the injection site, the heart, and the brain. Graphene is seen as a pathogen by our immune system and will often result in paralysis and stroke. Graphene is known to cause blood clots and heart conditions. Graphene oxide can generate small discharges, causing cardiac arrhythmia. There is so much going on with these experimental vaccines, and the evidence seems clear that there is a mass experiment going on, with certain batches marked more deadly than others, and with certain batches that contain a bold new technology akin to a man-made parasite intended to control the host human if it doesn't kill them first in the process. Perhaps that is what the mad scientists and psychopaths are after: human genetics that can withstand this new invasive and deadly nanotech. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese. Thank you for watching the latest Greg Reese Report. Be sure to go to reesereport.com to see my latest videos, sign up for my free newsletter, and subscribe for exclusive content. And be sure to support my sponsor at InfoWarsStore.com. Today, anyone who is awake can clearly see why Alex Jones was deplatformed. InfoWars was right above the target, and the globalists were a year out from launching their attack. 3 years later, and InfoWars is still thriving, thanks to the support of our audience. But we are now facing the fiercest battle yet. We need you to help save InfoWars. The enemies entrenched within our government are breaking the justice system more than ever in their attack against Alex Jones. No crime, no evidence, no jury, no trial? We don't think so. They want to kill the messenger in a kangaroo trial with their new USSA. But we won't let them. Alex Jones will have his day in court. With your support, go to SaveInfoWars.com now and give your donation to save the First Amendment. SaveInfoWars.com, and God bless America.